Eileen isn't distracted. She has something to do with your employers, she informs me. This is the monitoring herb. She pats the monitor. Some imp of the perverse tickles her ego, or maybe it's the Gesh. Here you see the filtered take from my intelligence queue. Most of the material that comes in is rubbish, and filtering it is a big overhead. I've got entire call centers in Mumbai and Bangalore trawling the inputs from the similarity grid, looking for eyes that are watching interesting things, forwarding them to the hopper for further analysis, and finally funneling them to me here on the Mabuza. Computer screens and keyboards where the owners are entering passwords, mostly. But sometimes we get something more useful. The girl on the cosmetic stand in the arrivals terminal at Princess Juliana Airport, for example. Yes, well, I make a show of peering at the screen. Are you sure she's who you're looking for? Could it be one of that group there? I point at a bunch of wiry-looking surf Nazis with curiously even haircuts.
Nonsense,
Eileen sniffs aristocratically. The surge in the Bronstein Bridge definitely coincided with that woman crossing the immigration desk. She stops and stares at me with all the warmth of a cobra inspecting a warm, furry snack.
Am I monologuing? How unfortunate.
She taps the black beret on his shoulder.
You, take five.
The black beret gets up and leaves in a hurry.
It's very unfortunate, this Gesh, she explains. I could spill important stuff by accident, and then I'd have to send him to human resources for recycling.
Her shoulder pads twitch up and down briefly, miming, What can you do?
It's hard enough to get the staff as it is.
This looks like a great system, I say, fingering the frame of the workstation. So you've got access to the eyeballs of anyone who's wearing pale grey eyeshadow. That must be really hard to filter effectively. I'm guessing that I've got Eileen's number. I've seen her type before, stuck in a pale green annex block out behind the donut in Cheltenham, desperate to show off how well she's organized her departmental brief. Eileen's little cosmetics operation is genuine enough, but she came out of spook country just the same as Ellis did, staring at goats for state security. Forget the whack jobs at Fort Bragg. There's stuff the Black Chamber gets up to that makes it very useful to have a branch of useful idiots prancing around in public out front, convincing everybody that it's all a bunch of New Age twaddle. Eileen isn't much of a necromancer, but she's got the ghostly spore of mid-level occult intelligence management all over her designer suit, and she's desperate for professional recognition.
It's top of the range.
She pats the other side of the rack, as if to make sure it's still there.
This baby's got 16 embedded blade servers from HP, running the latest from Microsoft Federal Systems Division, and supporting a TLA Enterprise nonstop transactional intelligence middleware cluster connected to the corporate extranet via a leased Intel SAT pipe.
Translation, a bunch of computers. Her smile softens at the edges, turning slightly sticky.
It's the best remote viewing mission support environment there is, including Amherst. We know. We built the Amherst lab.